This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is Matt. Random Order Show, episode 133. It's your boy, man, Jermaine Richards, and the place to be, man. He made the train in the building. Trevon Richards, talk to him.
Hey, you hear the sound like a siren, fool.
Amen, man. We got Shell and Sebastian in the flesh.
How you doing, brother? I'm good, man. Another great t-shirt today.
Amen, man. You got the tees online.
Yeah, I'm coming for that.
Shout out to NL.
All day, man. Listen, man, it's been a very wholesome episode, and we're excited for you guys to join us talking about the latest and greatest and the most important in today's day and age. A vacuum cereal. The history of milk. The Ja Morant situations. Bear survival skills. Ooh. Learning Spanish by getting struck by lightning. And Sheldon snowblower situation, man. Listen. Thumbs up. Subscribe. All the good stuff. Man, hit all the buttons, man. And tell a friend. Being lazy and shit.
Damn, man.
Give me some J. Keys juice in the background. Give me some J. Keys, man.
Damn.
Hey, come on.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, you had a rhythm, man.
Yeah.
Always.
Locked in, man, like a baby in a house.
Don't forget about it.
Amen.
Yeah,
Come on now. Right back at you, man. Happy Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Probably evening.
Yeah.
Possibly happy Saturday for the cereal eaters.
Who knows?
What type are you eating? Write it down in the comments.
Yeah, I want to know.
Hey. Y'all doing grown-up cereal these days, man?
Yeah.
For the most part, you know, I do the Cheerios for the most part.
Mucinex and shit.
I don't. Yeah, exactly.
Mucinex?
I was in the grocery store and I seen Honey Nut. Not Honey Nut. That's crazy. What's the leprechaun joint?
Frosted Flakes.
Lucky Charms.
But they had honey. It had a honey in it.
A little collabo.
So, like, instead of the graham crackers, it was like a Honey Nut Cheerio.
Like a honeycomb.
That's nice. And I'm like, that with the marshmallows, I copped it, and it's pretty good.
That's the next level cereal.
Yeah,
man.
Hold on,
I'm kind of connecting something. You remember the chocolate vampire?
Yeah.
Dracula
cereal?
Chocula.
Dog,
as a kid, I held that box and said, these motherfuckers.
got me, the damn chocolate vampire.
Yeah.
Is that just a chocolate version of Lucky Charms? It's just like graham cracker and...
Yeah, it's the same.
But it's like chocolate graham.
It's chocolate milk.
And then the mellows.
Yeah.
Chocula.
Y'all had that shit? Y'all liked it?
Oh, man, I ate that shit up,
I never did a chocolate cereal.
I'm a mellow, man. I got a soft spot for marshmallows.
Me too.
I just made the other day, man, a heaping amount of fucking Rice Krispie Squares at home.
Really?
Yeah, I was good.
Really?
And it
gotta be hot, though.
I ate it hot. Yeah, it's sticky. You can't even do nothing with it.
Last one is good. I don't like a... You know, it's a regular Rice Krispie bar.
You got to make it creamy, man. They don't be doing that Rice Krispie. But you do it at home, man. You get the extra marshmallow drizzle at the end.
Oh, it's just marshmallow that makes it creamy? Like melted marshmallow?
Marshmallow butter? Yeah, marshmallow butter. Oh, shit. margarine. I don't know if margarine works.
I do it.
Okay, that's what's up, man. Yeah. You got to do the butter sometimes, man.
Yeah,
give
for
in.
Sure. Yeah, nah.
Yeah. You got to give in to the cow, man.
General Mills.
GM?
Yeah, man. Count Chocolate. Is it still out there?
It came back.
It made
a Canadian comeback.
Right. Yeah.
But every time I talk about it around Symphony, she's like, nigga, what are you talking about?
Come on, man. Chocolate exists. What the hell? You seen the vampire on
there? She was eating, was it mini wheats? The damn pieces of wood?
Yeah.
She was eating that?
Disgusting.
Do you remember, the same, what's it just called? The same ones when they're frosting, they're small and they're like, it was wheats like that. It was little one side was frosted. They're like small
mini wheats. Yeah,
mini wheats.
Yeah, you know mini wheats, mom.
Yeah, they're mini wheats.
I thought it was something like
frosted mini wheats.
They got different sizes of mini wheats. The medium wheats.
They
shit.
Nasty.
Yeah, no, I thought it was a little bit more. Yeah, no, I love this shit. This blue box.
What
you like?
This
that?
Shit was fire. Yeah, because
no
it was like a. this shit was like, it would pack the.
I don't even know what material that is.
Ew, yeah.
And I don't say food. That's material.
Like, it's like wheat. It's like hay.
Bro, but it would pack the milk just got absorbed in them. So when you when you got the crispy ones, not this blueberry. I just did the OG shit. I don't know, that's even worse. No, man. The one with the frosted tips, man. These ones are crazy, bro. And it's very high fiber. I'm going to start crunching before the gym now. Bro, these would soak up the water. Water. I had a real child. Oh, shit. That would soak up the milk so well, man. But nah, I fucked with these stuff.
You got to let that soak overnight type shit. No.
Decent.
You got to marinate that shit.
Bro, it's the sharpest cereal I know.
I do like warm milk with the frosted flakes. Like, I'll let it get soggy type shit. I do like that.
I respect that. Extra frost or just typical frost levels?
I gotta have a frost. I'm gonna put sugar if there's no frost. What was that?
The coffee got too close.
Bro, it sounded like a vinyl scratch.
Yeah, I'm not sure how you achieved that.
Yeah, I don't know. I looked at y'all instantly.
Damn, man. Remember, we used to, I don't know, my dad put us on as kids and shit. You know, kids eat anything and shit.
Yeah, for sure.
It's oats, milk, and sugar, and just cold. It was like a drink.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Really?
Yeah.
Cold drink.
Yeah.
It was some fucking barbarian shit. But
yeah, 2% milk, I think, is like, we shouldn't really drink that shit.
Oh no.
What's the
2%
for? What's the percentage?
I'm not sure.
What's the rest of the? What's the 98%?
Is it how thick the milk is? Maybe.
Yeah, but what's that percent? What's that measure?
We did that, just how much they squeezed out.
Well, 2%.
2%. That's all you're missing for us.
The amount of fat in the milk by weight.
Oh, I knew that.
Fat and water and shit.
Whole milk is about 3.5% fat, and it's the closest way it comes out of the cow.
What's the homo milk situation about?
I see that.
I ain't never heard of that.
Homo milk?
Homo milk?
Yeah, I ain't never heard of that.
Homo milk.
That's not even
a
nickname.
Is that only in Canada?
What is homo milk?
Hilarious.
Breaks up the butter fat in the milk. So homo milk. What's so calm? So it breaks up the butter fat so that the milk doesn't separate into cream.
Huh?
And milk. Whole milk has all the butter fat it has when it came out of the cow. So I guess homo milk, they just don't separate. So the milk doesn't separate into cream, so fat and milk.
I don't know nothing about milk, man.
That's how I know I'm supposed to be in the milk game.
What you saying now, brother?
So homo milk breaks up the butter fat so that the milk doesn't separate into like cream and milk. Gotcha. While whole milk has all the butter fat in it, like that came out the cow originally.
Okay. And niggas is drinking this worldwide.
I feel like milk back in the day was just a little different, you know?
The good shit.
Yeah, like we were still getting the last of the milk, man. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you right.
They're like, this is the best we can produce that.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
I knew when to switch.
You're right.
I knew.
Then the demand for milk went up. They're like, all right, how do we step this up? And that's when we went downhill.
Mm-hmm.
Once they start just like super, just processing shit on a large scale, you know they're cutting corners.
Yeah.
We get fake cow. Nigga, we get girl cows in the lab, right?
It's just one cat.
Just cow titties. Straight cow titties only, nigga. The cow doesn't even grow around. It's just straight tits.
Just straight
milking
racks,
down.
Man, just fucking. It's not even farmers anymore, man. It's fucking machines.
Can you drink milk like straight from a cow?
Probably die.
You definitely can, but you'll probably get sick still.
Okay.
So there's like, germs and bacteria in there. Yeah, you got to boil that shit down.
So they like filter it and process it.
Yeah.
Okay, bad.
So the fucking highest
y'all
degree.
Still drink cow's milk, though?
No.
Yeah.
I haven't had a gulp of that shit in a minute.
Yeah,
but
no.
I'm not going to front, like, it's not dairy running through my veins.
Yeah, for sure.
But, like, the atmosphere factor stuff.
You'll probably
die still. Just confirmed. Yeah, they said raw milk is bare chemicals. Like, what are you doing? Bare bacteria. Sorry. They're saying this is one of the most. They're saying, in fact, it's the riskiest thing, bro. But go ahead if you need to.
Oh, shit.
But if I'm like stranded and I see a cow, I'm gonna be like, hey, milk is milk, bro.
Milk. That makes all the sense.
Fucking 2 hours later.
milk.
Fucking milk.
That means it had to be at one point in time, a nigga, somebody got the idea to start milking cows.
Mm-hmm.
So at first, somebody went straight for the, you know what I mean? Just straight for like straight milk of the cow.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, we gotta figure something out with this shit. Then it started boiling, and then here we are now.
What made the nigga want to like touch the cow titties.
I'm not gonna lie. If I'm back in the day and I'm trying to get like we're trying to be resourceful, I'm gonna be that nigga.
But how do you? I'm saying, how do you know that there's milk in there?
You can see them cows.
I'm just gonna see them things.
See the babies.
Oh, you know what nipples are. The babies drink from that. Yeah, you're right.
And humans drink from. humans drink from nipples too. You know. So
I forget that like human like ladies got that feature.
Yeah,
I'm like, you just got no, bro. It just unlocks. It just unlocks.
Feature, yeah, it is
the body's amazing, man.
The body's amazing stuff.
It's like you get the update.
Mm-hmm. Get the update.
You got the firmware update.
They're not making milk until they have a baby.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm asking all the questions that everyone's asking, you know?
Yeah.
Because I once drank from, like, you know, I was breastfed.
Oh, I thought
straight
you
were from the source.
Yeah, that's my from a cow?
You know some people will like drink their wife's breast milk or like a girl's breast. Like,
who's the some people? Who's this?
Some people do that shit.
That's how they do it.
You gotta tell me a name.
I have right now in my life, I have not one person that I know.
I'm blanking.
But that's where my mind went.
You know some of them.
I thought you were about to say, I've drunk in a friend's breast milk. What I thought no. you were about to say.
What?
Sean, oh, we need to turn this camera off and catch up.
We didn't turn this
camera 7 a.m. gym, man. Hey, I'm trying to recover, brother.
Nah, man. Goddamn.
Yeah.
I was saying I was breastfed as a kid.
Yeah, I used to get it from the source.
I got it from the source.
Straight from the source, man.
As a grown man now, I have questions of like, okay.
Stop.
Is there bacteria in
there? Wait a second. Because that's why some grown men will still try breast milk today because they've drank it at one point.
I don't deny that.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
I don't deny that.
No, guys are trying it.
But I just don't know anyone personally.
Some guys I know have tried it. I'm going to ask my bro. Let me text my bro. Hey, brother, man. You live on the Random Morning Show. Let me ask you a quick question. Just be honest. Have you ever tried Tasha's breast milk?
Hell yeah.
Wait, why? Why did you? What why? Made why? You try it? Why did you do that? Just curiosity.
Curiosity, you know, man. I'm right beside it sometimes.
No, we'll catch up. All right, man. I appreciate you.
Appreciate the honesty, bro. Bro, it took no bargaining whatsoever.
Yes. Cuz say you look at his daughter sometimes like, hey man.
Yo, the thing is, like, I personally I just never like that was never I never thought about it.
Yeah.
I never asked myself that question. Mm-hmm. Which is like, again, it's I've been thinking about it. I'm like, all right, hold on, I got some questions now.
I can see people wanting to try it.
I don't know.
I would judge you if you're like down in a cup of day type shit. But I could see you wanting to try it, like wondering, why does my child love this so much? I could see.
He don't know any better. He ain't tried
it better. Yeah.
That's a good point.
Wait till you try juice. I'll never crave milk that bad.
Nigga, 5 Alarm. Wait till you try
it. You turn the Sprite into Petolia, son. It's crazy. Man, I'd hate to get hooked off that shit. I just gotta like ask her.
You know, the next time you feed it,
you make the baby. You say, oh, I think he's hungry. You flip the baby. Oh, he's hungry. Let me test the tap.
You ready?
No, we
can't put that on TikTok for sure.
No, science. It's biology.
It's biology, science.
That's true.
Yeah.
Anatomy.
That's true.
Yeah, it's questions.
Man, that's fun.
And at the biology. End of the day, I went through it. So now looking back, I'm like, okay, what was happening there?
Yeah.
What was I drinking?
Milk.
Oh, yeah.
So there's no bacteria in that?
Nah.
So cows are dirty and not?
But a cow can drink from its cow's milk. Like
are they just all dirty type shit?
You know what I'm saying? It's like their family. It's like
why
I can't just go, a wolf going to drink. You know what I'm saying? A puppy gonna drink his mom or them milk.
So maybe as the child, you have certain chromosomes and DNA that allow you to process it.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I'll wrap it up like that.
But I mean, that's what y'all here for, man. If y'all know better, let me know down below.
Oh, jump in the comments. This is real life thoughts, man. I walk with these thoughts every day. Mm-hmm. Man, what's this nigga thinking about? So serious.
You gotta ask yourself, man.
Mm-hmm. Did that ever taste good?
Yeah, I don't know. Because some of them, they got the machine now where they take it out and then they boil it.
Boil it. I think you just add that stuff.
They pump it for later, right? Yeah, they boil the bottle, right?
It's a pre-pump. They pump now and then put it in the fridge and shit. So I gotta take my shit out every time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I don't think they boil it.
You talking about
they don't warm it up.
Milk to pot?
Bro,
I thought it was like a tube, nigga. I'm saying like they pump it and then they just pour that and boil it. I don't know how they warm it up. Bro, I'm not a mother, bro.
Bro, if that was my own milk, I'd throw up. Boiling my shit on the, nigga. It's not touching no utensils. Straight into the baby's neck, bro.
I know they like when it's in a bottle, they put it in like a hot see it.
Imagine this is next to the food and shit. Touching the potatoes and shit.
Oh my god.
You cook the mashed potatoes on the cream and the milk.
Okay, this recipe calls for cream.
I'm still eating it, bro.
Just the baby.
Yo, holy fuck. Let's wrap that up. Real rap, man.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all
in. Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I'm kind of excited for new slang and shit, though, man.
Oh my god!
I'm kind of ready to just be lost now.
Keep me. Yeah.
Like, we gotta keep up. And like, I'm enjoying the new words and shit. I know goblin mode wasn't like our doing. Our generation goblin mode.
What is that?
You know, them young kids be like,
damn, bro, you going goblin mode.
It's like beast mode, but it's their version.
No.
Yeah, I respect it, bro.
Damn, goblin, bro, you going goblin mode.
You never heard that?
I never heard that.
If something's going crazy, I think the lawnmower, I might be making that up. The lawnmower was going goblin mode. Look. From that one episode.
It was going crazy.
Yeah, it was going crazy. Yeah.
Where's your sort? Who's your guy?
Yeah. I'm just catching it on TikTok and shit. Look at shit. Little tweets and shit. Right, it doesn't really hit your algorithm like that. You have like quick crossovers and shit.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Goblin mode?
That's shit.
That's nasty work. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. Like, sometimes you hear certain slang words and you're like, that's clever. Like, I like that. Yeah. Like, it rolls off. You know, that don't even roll off the tongue, really. Like,
who's pretty sick. Goblin mode is kind of crazy.
Goblin is cool, but when you add the mode, I feel like it just makes
it
weird.
You know, he's on this mode. Like,
I'd be like, he going gobby or something.
That's all.
You put the old timer twist in there. Watch this, son. Got
me. Damn, you in GB.
I'm gonna let my son know, like, if he's going to school, if he's coming home and he's just like, damn, dad, you going goblin mode. I'm like, well, break that down for you right now. Hear it out. You know what I mean? Say, basically, if we going crazy, we call that goblin mode. Right. Tomorrow, go back, drop niggas, you going gobby. Gone. You out of the
elevator,
Let me ask you, was y'all niggas ever like, this might be before our time, actually, was y'all niggas ever like for shizzle niggas?
No.
Yeah. No,
that's
neither.
A Snoop Dogg thing. That's his world.
That's his word. That's
yeah.
That's Snoop. Yeah,
that's actually really true. Like, he's the only one that really uses it still.
shizzle my nizzle. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's Snoop Dogg's thing.
Yeah, we're
I left that alone.
Yeah, I was never, you know, like, yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't my drip.
Word.
Before I said G-Unit and shit.
Yeah. I said, that's word. My gang, though.
Yeah, G-Unit, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like, what's a slang word that, like, you heard and you're like, I never want to use that, but then it just creep in.
The ones that crept, man. Yeah. Those. Were,
I'm going to be real, gang creeped in.
Cap creeped in.
Because
Cap was like just, that. People started using it in a tasteful way where I'm like, oh, man, that's great. Like, yeah. That's good. You
right,
know?
Right. Like, no cap, I never really cared for it. Like, when I heard.
I never said no cap.
I'll never say it for myself.
Yeah, I never heard no cap.
But one like, thing I will say is people don't know when we're joking on here. It's like, you guys got to know when you turn it on. Because sometimes I'll say no cap.
Yeah.
Because like that, I'm playing in I'm not myself. Yeah,
right,
that
right,
moment,
right.
You know
right.
Fun.
Right. I've texted no cap. I have texted.
You say no kids, I'm sure. You
I say no kids. Kids. Yeah, like, no kids. I've texted no caps.
But you know I'm being stupid. Like if I'm telling you something for real, I'd be like, yo, honestly, bro.
Yeah.
I lost your fucking cat.
Yeah.
Yo, I don't know where that is. No cap.
No, I said that. Yeah,
no cap, I lost your cat.
Yeah,
I know. I'm going to feel like you playing.
So I'm always going to be like, I know what I'm doing in that moment. But
all
right. Yeah, no cap was definitely one of those.
That was one of them. Okay,
yeah, for sure.
Gang was mine. I was like, when I heard gang, I was like, I'm not saying that shit. Gangy.
No.
I don't know who's doing that.
They kept it, man. I never.
I'm so glad it didn't land. Lit.
Yeah,
I don't use lit.
Still.
When they said every day we lit,
No. They kept saying,
"Was that PNB RIP?"
And turn up, was like I've never turn up. Hey, turn up,
turn up,
turn up.
Turn up.
Hey, hey,
I said that was a joke.
Yeah, never seriously.
Yeah. But you see, then the joke world just becomes like I can use all that slang, but it's like, but you know, real people like that. It's like
I'm joke with lit though, litty.
Yeah,
oh, it's lit. Now,
my older brother was saying that shit, man. It was breaking my heart every time. So he was gonna be litty.
Should be fun.
Should
be an event.
Trying to look up to you, brother.
IV.
But Indiana.
Who's responsible for Riz? Popularized by social media personality Kai Cenat.
Yeah.
Who has been used the term since at least 2021.
Man, I like that.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely got it from them.
Yeah,
it was
for
just
sure.
It was just a funny word. But then, like, when you're really breaking out what Riz is, it's like, it's just so fun. It's a great world that I'm grateful to be in.
Yeah.
So,
you know where, it comes from? The root
of Riz?
It's a root word, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can just hearing them use it, just to be able to, like, talk to girls and shit and just be yourself.
Charisma.
Riz is really yourself.
Charisma.
Oh.
Riz.
Oh, yeah. Riz. Oh,
charisma. I didn't know that.
Honestly, I heard someone else say that, and it made so much sense. I don't know if you got to talk to the founders.
Right. Yeah.
But it's definitely, it lands on charisma.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah. How you get down to interact. And,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because Agent used to like be streaming. All of them are streaming, and then like Duke would, like if they have girls over, and then Duke would come in, and he would just like Riz up the girls. So that's how they started talking about it. Yeah, that's how they started doing it. That's what I think.
That's my knowledge. That's amazing, man. Because that's just genuine.
Yeah.
It just comes out. If that's where it's from, it I love that.
Yeah.
Do we got words?
We got words, man.
We got some.
We got words.
They
got
to come back up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel like y'all have words, but I can't.
Full sense. You're building your world and shit, your brand and shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of it, the language. And like Full Send did that shit crazy. Mm-hmm. Now the Nut Boys.
Yeah.
They fucking definitely made up a few words or have you fucking laughed at it.
Oh my shit. God. That's hilarious.
Like beauty and shit. Beauty is funny as fuck.
They hit beauty. Yeah, they need to make a dictionary. Every world needs a dictionary to say.
Yeah, we need to start a dictionary.
We should start one.
You got some words floating around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a couple crazy words. And not they're not gonna come to me
I've been blanking on all of them.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Facts. I just know before I started hanging with y'all, I just realized the transition of like when I started hanging with y'all and how I started talking and I'm like, hey, I got rizzed up still.
You locked in.
Yeah.
Your girlfriend knows you're talking different and shit.
Yep.
Sure. What,
she
I don't understand
me
you anymore.
Every fucking time.
Really?
Bro. Yeah, just grow with it.
I love that.
Yeah.
You gotta be in a different world, man, because I can a total different. It's just like any language. I can have a totally different conversation from people where I'm like, okay, I know exactly how to say this right now.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's only he's gonna understand.
Yeah.
Gotta have that.
Yeah. Real talk, you just lay low level. Just yeah. Like, hey, man, talk to me,
man. When you literally be in public, man.
Baby, nigga, really strange, man. Looking at me. I said, we get up on out, we gonna smile out the motherfucker. He's like, yo.
Yeah. We all. Bro, sometimes you gotta ask a question without asking the question.
Yeah. Like,
man, you saying that. If you're a nigga standing right here in front of us,
man, man, we ain't even seen him. Fuck this nigga, yeah. Yeah, good to see you again, man.
This bitch, bro.
Duh. Bro, we've had people stand in the middle of us like, hey, what are we saying? Like, we're really, you know what I mean? Yeah. Transferring big messages and shit. And they're like, what?
Mm-hmm. And they just go on their phone, and I'm like, yeah, we dive in. Give me a little more time. I like that. Whatever.
Man. Hey, shout out to John Morant, man.
What's the story here, man? What's the story with this young man?
Story is, listen, man, he young and getting money.
Young and getting money.
You know what I'm saying? So he, you know, he not making the best decisions all the time, as all of us aren't making.
He getting
the
down
best.
And going
yeah,
up.
You saying? Down, yeah, okay, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Yeah. He was on IG Live for whatever reason. He felt like I got a gun on me. I'm gonna show y'all.
Mm. You always got to hold like a stinky sock.
Yeah. You know, as,
or you hold the blip like a stinky sock.
You know what I'm saying?
That's hilarious.
Yeah, that just went crazy. Yeah, you know.
Damn. So he didn't grow up with that type of background. Like he's not.
No,
he's not really about that shit.
No, not from my knowledge. No, I mean I don't know him. So I'm not. Y'all seem to fucking know him. Yeah. Like y'all seem to know everything about him. So that's what they're saying.
Yeah. Doing that shit?
Like the people online, they be saying that he didn't grow up here, and his you know, his parents are in his life. So there's no way he could be a hood guy. Like people,
hey, man, sometimes it just takes hanging out.
Yeah, yeah. Literally, that's it. It's your whatever your world is.
So I went to go hang out with my friends. I think I'm a blood now.
Dead eye.
You mind? I think I'm a gang. Yes. You know what I mean? Started beating me up and shit.
Yeah, they trying to fry him now. But.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just a young man living life.
For real.
He's a great ball player, man. I'll tell you that much.
But, you shoot it for real.
I admit, though, like, yeah, look, there's a lesson to be learned, for sure. And I think he'll learn the lesson, and I think you just keep it moving after that. Like, I don't think it's, like, needs to be this big thing, personally.
Yeah, you weren't about this. You weren't about him apologizing publicly and shit.
No, I was, and he did. He made a statement. He released a statement. I just didn't feel like he needed to do another interview.
Oh, okay, that's what you're talking about.
And say it, like, you know, to people and shit. I feel like he made a statement. They suspended him 8 games without payment. It's like, you know, it's like, yo, if you go to the bin, then when you got the bin, you got to start doing an apology tour. Like, no, nigga, that was my shit. Like, that was why I did that. That was the reason,
I got,
you know,
slapped
what I'm saying?
On the wrist.
Yeah, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's my shit. So I just feel like now it's getting a little bit OD, but.
Making him apologize to fans or
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, making, you know what I mean? Like.
Yeah. I mean, man, fuck y'all niggas, man.
Yeah.
Like, I miss a shot. Y'all saying fuck me. What am I, you know what I mean?
Yeah, am I pressing y'all? Like, what's up?
Go to counseling. I get it, man.
It's a business. It's a look. They have to. That's like a fucking Publix employee saying, hey, man, enjoy your day.
Get it? Did that bother you? Did that offend you? His, like seeing him with the young me?
But niggas know what it is, man. We always going to understand what that is. You know what I'm saying? It's the NBA saying, like, oh my God. I get it. A lot of kids are watching too. You
that
know
part
what I mean?
Get
so
yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
Kids are looking at him. And having his jersey on their wall right now, saying John Morant's my guy, and they're seeing him flash a blick. Now they want to do
but
that.
Bro, people have guns.
That's the thing. That's the
fucking
thing.
Fucking, they're dads, nigga.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like John Wick. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm John Wick. John Wick, nigga, they're watching that shit too.
Yeah.
Nah, I get it, but people are going to make mistakes. It's just like, just being. I think it's just a level of like, okay, you just should have showed it. Like, and if that's what
definitely,
you're doing,
yeah.
It's also like, the thing is, man, I want you to be the best basketball player ever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, like, not ever, but, like, every basketball player, like, I want them to do great.
Yeah.
So, it's like, yo, you're in the NBA, you're making that much money, bro. Fuck everything else. Take care of your family. Take care of everything you want. But fuck all that extra shit.
That's it, yeah.
Bro,
yeah.
I'm grinding. If I'm in the NBA, I'm grinding. I'm not even thinking about anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Get some food, have a good circle. Yo, boys, what are you doing today? Work out? What? Bro, I'm not doing that, man. Like,
I hear that. Nah, so, for sure. Yeah. It's just really unnecessary. Like,
yeah,
it's just really, even in the context, like, you're in the strip club. Why you got a gun in the strip club?
I mean, for who now?
Like, there's women and shit around, man. Let's focus on that.
Yeah. Like, yeah, besides that, personal reasons, like, in states, some states, they say, oh, you can have it. Like, so it's whatever. Like,
yeah.
It's however you're getting down. You know what I mean? But
you said that gun was actually not mine.
Yeah. But what's your answer? Like, so what do you say to like the fact that they're saying he might have some alcohol trip issues?
And now you're getting deeper. You asked me what I think about seeing a man with a gun. I'll tell you, mm-hmm. but His personal issues, I can't speak on. If he needs help,
but I just feel like that connects,
help,
like, right?
For
like,
sure.
Okay, you know, maybe you go deal with that and then you don't see flashing gun decisions, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
But it's like, I feel like if that's the case, like, where's the empathy and the sympathy for him having an issue, you know, a substance abuse issue, possibly. You know what I'm saying? I feel like, no, they're just frying him up. Like, you make all this money, you shouldn't, there's no way you should do that.
Man,
like,
niggas,
still,
man.
Niggas still gotta live a real life. Niggas still gotta have
a lot
of money.
They'd be alcoholics saying that shit, man. You piece of shit.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like there's none of that going on. If it was a white person, not to go there, but I feel like there would be some of that. He has an issue, he has this and that, but nah, it's Ja Morant, so it's like,
yeah.
You feel me? Like, that's just how I feel.
I mean, you see the whole thing. Niggas was mad at Iverson and shit.
Yeah.
But
that's some other shit.
Yeah. You know what it is.
I just feel like that sorry wasn't for... He's basically apologizing to you. Did you... Imagine niggas just watching. Okay. Okay, it's all good.
Yeah.
Just watching the video. Like, I'm sorry to everybody.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yes,
I feel better now.
Yeah, personally, like, he knows what he did already, man. Like, move on from that. But apologies and all that's gonna come. But this is just a little wake-up call, man. Yeah. You put things out in the world, it's going to give you a message back. It's your response. Nah, play.
Where?
Hey, we ain't me.
What?
Hey, we. You want to say John Wick.
Yeah, man, that man going to be all right.
J.M.
Yeah.
Stay locked in, man. Come on, huh?
Stay locked in, man. That's what life's about, man. Whatever you do, and lock in.
Yeah. I was on TikTok the other day, and I came across a video. I wish I saved it. It was a nigga making a mirror, and it never dawned to me, like, what the fuck is a mirror, bro?
How do you make a mirror?
Exactly.
Glass?
Yo, it was like,
but it's reflective.
It was like some liquid heated up, like
mercury.
It was something. I'm sure we could do some Googling real quick, but yeah, it was like, it was some type of liquid that he heated up. He poured it on the flat surface, smoothed it out, then you had to let it dry, and then that's what made it a mirror. And I'm like, bro, it blew my mind. I'm like, I just think reflective surface. It's a mirror.
All right, let's check this out. How make mirror?
Nice.
In modern mirrors, metals silver or aluminum, are often used due to their high reflectivity.
Nice.
Applied as a thin coating on the glass.
Now, how do you make aluminum? How do you make something reflective?
It is reflective.
Yeah.
You just melt it. Spread it evenly.
No, I'm saying, how do you make something reflective? How can you make reflection?
Huh?
What you talking about? Aluminum has a reflection coat.
You don't
to
make
it,
aluminum. Aluminum is what it is. You go get aluminum.
No, I know. You don't try to say. If there's no more aluminum in this world, they say, we got to make something reflect.
Titanium. So what is titanium?
Yeah.
I'm sure they could probably make aluminum. It's probably just some type of, what is it, periodic table? It's probably.
It'd bang some atoms together and shit. Like,
you just slowly see yourself. Like, just like, how's it work? You know what I'm saying? Like, you make aluminum. I was like, okay, we got it.
Shout out to people making everything, man. You see a random little piece of thing. Somebody made this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga made this.
Everything.
Somebody
yeah.
made this cord.
Yep.
Yeah.
Could be me.
That's where I'm going, man.
A couple weeks ago, there was a snowstorm. So I was out there with my little snowblower. I got a little snowblower. So it's a joint you got to plug in.
Damn, that's what's up, man. Congrats.
You're plugging it in?
Yeah, it's not the best snowblower, but
it's going to blow
it'll work. It helped lessen the load, and I'm thankful for that, right?
Yeah. Never. Watch your words, brother.
So I'm out there late night. It's probably like 11. You feel me? I'm out there like, I didn't crush this with the snowblower. Right, I'm doing it. I hit the snow and I pull back. So remember, there's a cord.
Oh, no.
I run over the cord into the snowblower. It gets trapped in there. I'm like, damn. Fuck. You know what I mean? I'm trying to.
It just stopped?
It just stopped. It just stopped. It got wedged in there. It got wedged in the snowblower because, you know, the snowblower is like the rotating blades or whatever.
Jesus shit, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm like, fuck. I'm trying to like get this shit out. I was probably spent the next hour and a half real outside in the cold trying to get this fucking extension cord out the snowboard. Couldn't
Did
get it.
Did you plug it out the wall first?
Of course.
No, sorry.
Yeah, I plugged out the
sparks.
Yeah, no sparks.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just running
I'm letting go and dropping into the snow.
Yeah, like as soon as it started to like, I let go of the throttle because I'm like, I understood what was going on. I'm like, how could I be so stupid? So I tried to get it out, couldn't get it out, right? So I had to end up cutting the cord, right?
Uh-huh.
Big extension cord. I ended up cutting it in half, whatever. So I cut it in half. I post about it on Instagram, just, you know, why not? It's content, right? Post about it. Nigga gonna DM me, say, hey, man, you could splice that back together. Not me.
Crazy as hell.
Do that shit.
He's crazy like, as hell.
He really, and it, God bless his heart if he sees this. His nigga typed the whole process to me, like what to do. You're going to do this, is this wire, and this wire. You
I respect
this.
That shit, I'm man. Like, I respect that. Now, yeah.
And if you're resourceful like that, man, you're saving money.
I'm not lives. Doing that. I'll go to the Canadian Tire and get another accessory cord. I'm not doing that.
I'll drain around that shit to the bin. Garbage.
Straight in there.
I don't trust myself with that type of
car. Hell no.
Especially you're operating heavy machinery like that.
Then I plug it in and this shit blow up. And I'm upset more, bro.
Oh, you didn't ground it, dude. You're there fried like, oh, fuck. Okay. Next time.
Ah, fuck.
Right when you turn it on, niggas says, that's all I done that bit.
Hey, ground that bit first.
Yeah, I just had a nightmare. I forgot to tell you.
You were in it, too.
Oh.
Yeah, man.
That shit happens, nigga. You ever vacuum a sock?
I don't know.
No, wait, what?
You ever vacuum a sock and just
choking?
Nah.
Oh, man, yeah, don't
what?
Do that.
So then what do? Can you pull the sock out?
You gotta fucking
you
turn
your vacuum on
quick. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, no, I have been there. I'm tweaking.
Flipping
on
his belly.
I have been there. Yeah.
You might break a belt.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We broke dad's belt in
a
vacuum?
No, you broke a belt. You smell that stinky shit?
Oh, shit.
Stinky fucking rubber.
Leather. Yeah, rubber and leather.
Hot leather.
Yeah, I remember my dad bought a vacuum from Cash and Converters in Brampton.
Ooh, classic
spot
shop. Yeah. Shout out to Buster's too.
Yeah, oh, man. Buster's too.
Yeah. Man, they'll treat you like a Buster too. Like, hey, I'll take that off you for 10 cents.
Yeah. I'm a cinematic bass. That's my new thing I'm trying. So I remember one time we had this vacuum Dad like brought it back, but at the time I'm just a kid and I'm just like Cash and Converters. I go out and look at shit for a cheaper price. I'm like, okay, maybe I can get away with this. You know what I mean? But it's just funny because obviously this fucking shit is gonna break.
It's going to happen.
Don't get mad at me, bro. Fuck, man. Fuck.
That belt was smoking, man.
Yeah.
I'd call that nigga like, yo, it's smoking. What I do, right?
Yeah, it was like one of the vacuums with like the thing that turns, right?
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. That's tough.
Trust me. Shout out to Dyson, man. Innovation.
It was Dyson or was it the Dirt Devil?
No,
oh, it was the Dirt Devil.
Dirt Devil, right?
Yeah. Now we had some bullshit at the time.
I had that same one. Dirt Devil, the red joint.
Mm. Yeah, man. Whatever era we're in, we had the vacuum from the previous era.
Yeah.
You know the built-in bags?
Yeah.
Everything was like hot.
Just vacuum. You can't touch it. Right?
Like you literally, my dad literally said, let the vacuum cool down.
Yo. Just put it on the balcony, nigga. If you look at the science of how vacuums work and shit, what Dyson did for this industry, it'll show you the difference in like what a fucking regular vacuum does. Or it just fucking flicking dirt all over the place and dust all up in your crib and shit.
Oh, really?
It just blows it up the exhaust. Wrap up the vacuum, sit down, and all the dust is just settling back. This place is so fucking dusty.
Wow.
Whereas Dyson, they got that shit locked and sealed and shit. So shout out to them, hey man. I'd love a Dyson sponsorship.
My homeboy Corey, he copped like a Dyson alternative. He called it the Tyson.
You gotta go alternative.
Hey, I'm going alternative too. I'm not.
That's what my little thing is. Yeah. You seen the little blue thing? Yeah.
You got a Samsung vacuum?
Huh?
A Samsung vacuum?
Man, that won't do. Whoa.
You got a Snapdragon 2.0.
I should have got the Dyson the way I got this one.
Yeah, man.
Shit, RS.
Wait. I'm not gonna lie though, from the moment I turned it on, like you get the job done, but I know the difference. Like Dyson, I'm seeing the vacuum marks. Like the Dyson saying,
get the fuck in the bag, bro.
Dyson. You know what I mean?
If you really zoom into
that shit, them niggas have to be saying something. They have to have certain energy. Because my vacuum just picking up. All right,
fine. Fucking throwing the dust around. Suck some up and throw some over and shit.
Pick it up. It do its job. It's clean.
Okay.
Shout out to vacuum. I used to love like just the lines of a vacuum.
Bro,
floor.
I like vacuum.
Lined it clean, man.
I love a good fucking vacuum, man.
I told my dad, it was spitting, man. I'm like, give me a better vacuum. I had this bitch spotless.
Come
He's
on,
like, why
man.
You guys are vacuum? I'm probably getting fucking sick every time I touch it.
Yeah, vacuum like this one.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, but nothing worse than when you vacuum a fucking, like, And that's the thing, why back in the day was so scary, because if you ran over something, dog, it's very, very rare getting it back. Mm-hmm. Like, it's almost good as gone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm not looking into a vacuum.
Whereas, like, now it's like, I vacuumed some shit up the other day on accident. I'm just like, man.
Just dissect it and shit.
Yeah.
It's still good.
With a nugget. Oh, yeah. Back in my roach accent, but yeah.
Honestly, I'm a sweeper man still.
Oh, no.
I'm a sweeper man.
I'll vacuum hardwood floor.
Mm.
Really?
I don't want to be playing with the dust and shit. Slide. Yeah. Let me put it over here and I'll get it later. No, then you walk by too fast, nigga.
Yeah, I feel you. But we got a nice little like stand-up dustpan.
Okay.
So it's like, exactly. So I feel like I'm working with somebody because I just put it up. I don't even have to hold it. I just, you know.
But imagine I just have that little snake come around the corner.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. I'm going to get me a little Tyson for sure.
Yeah.
Yo, go for like a bill.
Yeah, I'm going to get me a little 100.
One of them.
Yeah.
Man, I want a vacuum backpack, man.
Ooh.
Ghostbuster type shit.
Yeah.
You better be on a cruise, man. Cambodians come out and that motherfucker all the
yeah. Hey, Planet Fitness, they come right there.
I never know why the vacuum's smiling. Yeah. It's always a smiling vacuum. Like, you're supposed to raise their spirits at work.
Yeah, I wonder if you like feel it on your back. If you feel like the dirt hitting
there's a couple of things I want. Speaking of a backpack, I need a jetpack, man.
Oh, man. No, they come. Yo, jetpack technology is advancing.
Yeah, you seen the nigga. The nigga in the wherever he was.
The Iron Man shit?
The Iron Man shit.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh, with the arms?
No, he just had like a, you talking about the same video. He had the backpack and then
the water or the real life one?
I mean, the real life.
He was flying over the grass and shit. Yeah, I saw that shit.
I feel like I could do it. I already feel like the, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you just gotta be fucking straight.
Yeah.
What is it, all core type shit?
All core, legs straight, body straight.
Have y'all done the water shit before?
No.
Because my fear is like getting blasted up, blasted down, and just fucking launched underwater.
Yeah.
You can't fight. You're like trying to get the backpack.
You're just going upside down.
Your goggles are down.
Not me.
Fucking tank keeps going, bro.
That's not my style.
I'm gonna try it one day though. And you can break a leg.
I'll do it, man. Have y'all been wakeboarding before?
Yes.
Yeah. So fun.
Surprisingly, fucking did all right with that shit.
Yeah, me too, man. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I'm not a water guy. Don't know how to swim yet.
Oh man. But especially a lake guy. We're in a lake.
But it's fun, man. I would like to do it again soon.
Yeah, we're in the lake, man, and then I got my system got infiltrated, man, by a virus
Dirty lake water.
Dirty lake water, man.
They need like a mouth filter.
Bro, yes. You just put in your neck. Any water I drink, bro, you're gonna drink water when you're for some reason you drink.
Yeah.
I could throw up right now, nigga. Yeah. He was on that lake and they're telling us all types of stories about, our friend years ago came here and stayed here for a summer and got like a skin eating disease.
Oh, fuck.
And then we were like, what the fuck? Oh, what the fuck? I haven't been outside before and shit.
White
folks and shit. And then they're like, okay, no. I was joking. We're joking. I'm like,
man. No, you're not.
And then we didn't want to ruin the weekend, so we still get in the water and shit. But then a couple falls on the wakeboard. I'm just,
gallon
of water, bro.
Drink straight, like it's in
my system. I'm like, I can't do that.
And you just knew. Yeah. Dude, I'm looking at the boat like I'm fucking last of us. I'm just floating in the water. Look at these niggas. I'm like, how am I gonna tell them?
I drank the water. His eyes start turning green.
They all told each other, like, yo, on a few fucking drops, man, we just ate fucking shit, literally, man.
Yeah.
Green water.
Nah, that's not okay.
Green and brown.
Dog, it was bad.
You get the Michael Jackson Thriller eyes on a boat. You all right?
Yes. I'm straight, man. You just look good. I don't know. Something about you, man. Anyways, after that trip, I went to Montreal and fucking yacked everything I ate from 2010 out to 20 fucking.
Yeah, you cleared his back catalog of food, man.
Detox.
It's a fresh start, bro.
Yeah, I literally found a picture the other day of you guys eating at the Indian restaurant in Montreal.
Worst time to be sick ever.
Yeah.
Hey, we still gonna come back to lightning. I ain't forget.
Oh my, to lightning. I think we told a story anyways, but we went to this Indian restaurant in Montreal and the guy basically said, yo, like, I got you. And when this nigga said, I got you,
It's like he was saying, I got you, boy. He was actually saying, was like, I'm going to ruin you with food. Yeah. Bro, you literally. And then he was like, it was like a stern, like, eat. I'm like, no, yeah, like, eat. Yeah. I was like, yo, was like, kind of intimidated. It's like smashing this shit, bro. Yeah. We were paralyzed.
Right.
It was bad.
For 30 minutes. Waleed literally shat at the restaurant.
How much food did they eat? He came back in anymore.
It was serious, man.
Bro, when your mind gets past shitting at a restaurant, like, I'm going to shit at a restaurant.
Oh, no, I can't do that. I got self-respect and shit.
That's how far gone you are, because the other side is better than the side you're on. You're right.
Start considering your options and shit.
You like, what options do I have? Fuck it. I'll get a dirty butt right now. Fuck that.
A dirty butt is crazy.
Tron's just ready to yak the whole time. Wally's like geeked up and shit. Punch him in the stomach and shit.
Yeah, that's the type of shit Wally can feel.
Yeah, we'll bring it up when if we ever get.
That was the only time I saw Tron get serious with Wally. Yeah. He's like, yo, grab his poor man's wrist. Stop.
Yo, because literally, he gets a. I told you, I'm a professional yakker, bro. Like, I know where to go, even in my darkest times. That time was like, I was afraid to walk outside with these guys because I'm like, yo, I was weak and I had to yak every second.
Right.
But while he punched me in my stomach, I'm like, bro, I'm literally just going to throw up on you. Like,
it's not the time.
Off reaction, you know? So I had to get serious with him and grab his wrist and look him in the eye and say, stop.
Stop it now.
And he didn't stop. He's being bad. He's being bad.
He's being bad at you, bro. Yeah, because he was drinking this shit too. He was being bad.
Lightning Man. Take this. Y'all never heard this story? It might have been on like one of them daytime talk shows. If it wasn't Montel, it was.
Shout out to Montel.
I like it in Montel's head.
Yeah, you know, that's a Montel episode. Yeah.
This is that information to share. Nigga see Montel and say, hey, remember that thing about Lightning? He said,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Go ahead.
Human. We jumped on the show talking about a story about getting fucking struck by lightning. Mm-hmm. This is an English-speaking man. He gets struck by lightning. Fluent in Spanish.
Instantly.
I don't know if this is TV tricks.
Bro, there's stories.
Let me tell you
stories of people getting struck by lightning and just waking up with extraordinary skills.
You're saying this because of coming close to death. That's what it is. They come close to death. And then they learn something new. Like, I know how to play the violin now.
Real rap, man.
Sick.
I don't believe it.
I think there's data in the lightning. I'm sure
it's a Montel episode, but I'm telling you, they lying to you, man. I watched this documentary about the 90s. It was discovered the 90s, right? And they did an episode specifically about like Jerry Springer and that whole thing. And there are literally niggas that like, they're producers, I guess, that like have to like make up the show. Like they have to find people to be on the show and shit. And they could have easily called the nigga and be like, all right, this is your storyline, bro. He said, see. Because like, he already been knowing Spanish and shit.
He's like, prove it. See.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, I gotta Google it, man, because I've heard stories of coming close to death, and then when you have a near-death experience, when people leave their body and shit, like, they see their bodies or whatever, but sometimes when they come back into that bitch, like, something else is, you know what I mean? Something has changed.
The whole documentary. Wasn't there a whole documentary about it on Netflix and shit?
Someone drowned
in Niagara Falls or something.
Oh, like that.
And the girl came back and shit.
What did she do when she came back? She was just normal?
Can't remember what happened there.
I can't remember. Still. I read a book on
imagine
that
you
too.
Come back. Like, what would you learn? Nothing.
I was just
a black screen.
Nothing. They be saying, I died and came back to life. I'm like, so you didn't die, huh?
Oh, for a second, you were technically dying.
You ain't dying.
You're right, though. That's why I believe the lightning story. Because you could have left your body for a minute, came back. Cause it's really just a shock stopping everything. Your body starts beating again. You're back.
Multiverse
hard reset. And now he came back and said, "Listen,
you know what it is. If they gave me that in like a Netflix special or something, but on daytime talk TV, it's like
facts.
Jerry Springer was a shit show, bro. Like,
fuck, I remember.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, what the fuck? Crazy.
You screwed my grandpa.
Yeah.
Like, wait, what's going on? But that's like when you reset your iPhone, it just says fucking bonvenu and shit.
Nigga, reset.
See.
You know what? Buzz Lightyear, motherfucker.
Yeah, you convinced me.
These are all signs, bro. Trust
science, bro. Science, tech. Nah, it's all there, man.
It's all connected. But how crazy would that be, man? Nigga just came back and, yo, I'm just no Spanish somehow, bro.
Just know everything.
It's like a cyberpunk thing. That's how it is in cyberpunk. The nigga got somebody in his head type shit.
That would be crazy. You just see this nigga up all night just sitting straight.
Looking out the downloading something new, nigga. Go to sleep.
Learning German, motherfucker. It's harder.
Takes all night.
Let me ask y'all a question, man. Mm-hmm. Y'all see a bear running at you. Are y'all running?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No question?
Yeah.
Starts the video, a bear running straight at
you. Yeah, I'm out. I'm out. I'm at least getting up.
You guys are posted.
This nigga's feet are crossed.
Posted up.
Yeah.
But the thing is, he's not going to do anything like that. So if you start running,
how do you know that?
They got this saying up here. Y'all ever heard, if it's brown, lay down. If it's black, fight back. And if it's white, good night.
Jeez, that's pretty good.
I don't know if I believe these nature sayings.
I really enjoyed that. That was amazing.
Would you follow this legend?
I feel like
you see a brown bear now that you know this.
Yeah.
You're going to say post
up? She changed my life. Yeah.
It could be a brown bear having a bad day.
But I'm not fighting a black bear, though.
But what is it? Are you trying to fight?
If it's black.
But if it's white, good night. What's white?
Polar bears will just eat your ass up.
Oh, like that's what they're saying. These are rules of the bear.
The bear.
Yeah. These are bear rules.
The legend the bear for bears. Bible, man. Hell yeah. You're not beating a grizzly bear, like, and I'm not outrunning it. I know that for sure.
Are you trusting if it's brown, lay down?
Yeah, because I've seen friendly brown bears.
You are doing
this? What
about
like the Berenstein bears?
That's propaganda.
They're all capable of that.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? I asked my girl that day, I'm like, yo, cats ever like just, you know what I'm saying, at you? I feel like he could do it one day.
Yeah, bro. I would never expect that too. He would frighten me.
Yeah.
Here I am, frightened.
Dang, I'm
scared of this guy.
You know what I'm saying?
So, I had to have that conversation with Brooklyn still.
Mm.
What did he say?
Because, you know, I tell you.
What did he say?
How did he respond?
He responded good, man, because, yo, you know, he never really growls when I give him his food. But this one day, this one week, he was being bad. So I laid his food down, and I was walking by, and he started growling.
Mm.
No way.
And I said, because I didn't tell him to go yet, so he's just looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
So he growls. I said, no way, brother.
Yeah.
I said, no way, brother.
Use your words.
Yeah, no, he hasn't done it since. That's all I'm going to say. We had a conversation. I said, are you fucking crazy?
I feel that. Nah.
What did you do?
Fuck, took that shit.
Oh, that's what's up.
I said, yo, move, man. Because if it's a fight, you're challenging me. If a bear challenges me to a fight, I'm going to lose.
This is a nature challenge.
It's a nature challenge.
And they remember these moments.
Mm-hmm. I said, you're growling for food. I don't ever have food and growl at him. I just say, yo, move. Go to bed.
Well, you can hear it in your tone. You're growling.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're saying.
If you take a wing off my plate, I'm growling.
Only talk.
Yeah.
You doing the big smash? What's that with the new wing stuff flavors?
I did the big that. Crunch.
You did them shits?
Yes.
Which one?
Both of them.
There's three of them, I think.
Sorry, guys. I gave it a try. I won't be doing that again. I need to up my frying skills, man. I haven't learned how to deep fry properly yet.
It's a task done. I feel like it takes a lot of oil.
Yeah. Do you double dip?
If you want to.
I'm going to stop. I think that's what I don't like to do.
I'll tell you what you need to do. When you double dip, you got to have the oil hotter than what it is originally, because if it's sitting in there, it gets soggy. So when you double dip, you usually take it out, so you fry it for like at a certain temperature for like 10 minutes, take it out, let it rest, and then crank the oil up to like 400 and dip it for 2 minutes.
Really?
Then that gives it the color.
Because my thing is like the batter be so thick, and then like I feel like the chicken inside don't, and I'm cautious of that shit.
Oh,
like,
man. You know what I mean? Draining your batter?
I did the last time. Yeah.
Yeah. How did that?
I put a little grate thing, and I let them sit there for a little bit. But I see a lot of people just dip once. Maybe you season your chicken up, put it in the flour mix, get it coated, and just rot like that.
How big is the chicken? I think it's a chicken.
I did like chicken tenders, and then one time I did like drumsticks, and I just found like, yeah, the batter just be so thick, and then like, thankfully the chicken is inside, but this shit is fried hard, because I'm trying to make sure the chicken cook inside, right?
Damn, that's interesting.
So I'm going to stop double. I'm not with the...
Get a thermometer and get your oil right.
Yeah, our thermometer recently broke.
Yeah, I listened to, even if the thermometer told me it's all good, I'm still fucking press that shit down.
Do the water test?
What's that? For the oil?
Yeah. Shit's scary, bro.
No, yeah, I don't do that. Intimidating. Yeah. That crackle? Just a slow...
Yeah.
Right now, let's go have one and put a bird in here.
Do you ever fry, like, air, like, fry in, like, the air fryer and, like, it'd be nice?
It's not the same.
It's not the same. But then I just... Honestly, I'm gonna get a deeper pot, because I hate how the floor be after you fry something, bro. Slippery.
Wear shoes and shit. Fuck, man. You know the non-slip joints? Yeah, McDonald's shoes. Back at McDonald's, yeah. The damn Xbox fucking looking shoes.
Steve's on her feet,
man. Damn toasters.
Yeah. Shit is annoying, man.
Shit, man. Sheldon, you sent 10 clips. Camera moments of the week, man. Yeah. What we got here?
Yeah, this, yeah, man.
Come here, man. Let's check out one of these ring camera moments of the week. Word. Courtesy of Sheldon. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go ahead and let this Oh my god. Was got knocked out by a dog?
What?
Get him off my porch, girl.
Dang. Bro, whatever I wanted, I forgot.
Who are you?
All right. Catch you next time. I think we talked.
Oh my god. Oh. Yeah, wow. Yeah, I would never tell anyone that's how I got knocked out. So a dog opened the door on me.
Yeah, bro, I got jumped by 14 individuals.
Yo, I used to hate them screen doors, man.
And it's snowing, bro. Yeah. Nah, damn. What kind of dog does she have?
Fix his glasses and shit.
Do you have the...
We just needed our sugar back.
God damn.
Yeah, that's
just ringing home.
Those screen doors...
Yeah.
Or for the most part, pretty pointless.
Pretty pointless. Like,
just a fucking nuisance.
Yeah, I have a door and a screen door.
Nah, I kind of liked it.
It was nice in the summer when you want to open the door and then just, you know.
For your animal, get some air in. It was like a little cockpit. Especially just before the winter, you're like...
You're right.
It just sweeps the snow there. I'm like, I have to clean later.
Wow. Amazing. This has been the Random Order Show, episode 133, man. Come on, let's talk about that shit.
Someone talk about it.
Amen. Make sure y'all go and drop us a 5-star stunner rating on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Let the people know why you rock with us, man. Amen. Michael Jackson style. www.randomorder.org. The latest and greatest content from us. Man, we about to get merched up, itemed out. Getting busy, man. We're cooking. The Random Order Snapchat show. Get on randomorder.org and you see a little fucking button, man. Hey, don't make fun of the site, nigga. We coming. Okay.
Hey, y'all ain't got no site. Right.
Getting it together, man. Hey, man.
We got a site.
Bro, don't have websites no more.
Yeah,
don't have those little fucking websites. Yeah. Little bonus world. Little Easter egg. I guess that's it.
Yeah.
Enjoy. You guys are welcome. Thanks.
Hey, man. Coming. Give me something, man. Leave me. You saw inspiration on the keys. J Keys, man. Give me something just to... what's the quote of the day?
Damn, how
we
exited,
man. That's all I want. That's how we want to go out 1:30, man.
Man, what... It is what it's going to be. I mean.
Yeah.
What's a ball up a big head?
That was a HeadGum Podcast.